Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
Your home of the 26th annual Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive, presented by the Venetian Resort Las Vegas. Happening now in the parking lot of NV Energy on West Sahara. 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
So day two of Toy Drive, and here's what happens when you turn your back for just one second. If you missed it a minute ago, there was a donation that came in before Toy Drive from somebody who's a great supporter of Help Us Southern Nevada, mm-hmm. who donated $50,000 to go towards Toy Drive. And they said, so what do you do with the money? And we could put it on the board, but eventually it would just go to bikes and toys, and, you know, kind of, I don't want to say, well, yeah, actually,
yeah.
Filling in the blanks, because that's a lot of times when people say, well, where does the cash go?
Sure.
Or where do the gift cards go? Well, they go, and it was funny, people also always ask, what do you need most of? And Abby's not lying. Big bikes.
Yes.
Because you go, and listen, I know, you go to the store, and you look at the bikes, and you go, oof, I'd like to do a bunch of those, but, you know.
Yeah, you see the cute little ones with the streamers, and you're like, oh, that's
sure.
cute.
Sure, well, that'll be cute, yeah. You talk yourself into it, and that's fine. Uh-huh. There's no shame in that. That's great. I love that.
Yep.
That's fantastic. But so instead, they went and bought bikes. Okay, bought big bikes mm-hmm. with the 50 grand and bought a bunch of toys and all that kind of stuff. So now our backs were turned for 1 second. We've literally closed two trucks now. So Coca-Cola truck number 3 is the one that we're working on, and it's between the two back wheels. That's how close we are. We're 5 feet from closing Coca-Cola truck number 3.
That's right.
But it's nothing. We'll get to that in a minute. So the numbers right now, we're up to 149 bikes. We're just shy. We're 160 bucks shy of 40 grand, 39,840 on the Nevada State Bank Cash and Gift Card Board. The NACV Injury Law 70200 bike board is at 149. Now, if you've got to leave us for a second, you're going to come back and it's all going to change again. Who's your friend?
Yeah. Okay. So Terry Fader wanted to make a great donation.
Of course.
And it's so lovely to have his beautiful wife here, who I get to meet not too long ago. We're literally hugging and embracing right now.
Yeah. Did you change your hair?
It's grown. Look how
healthy it is. It's super long.
I know.
Everybody
told me don't cut it. I'm not sure. What do you think?
No, don't cut it. It takes so long. Any woman listening will know. It sounds like a good idea. It never is. Just keep growing it out.
No, with respect. I went, who's the hot new girl working in Terry's office? I was like, wait.
She does too. She's got her little fur vest on. She looks so fierce.
So, and here we, is this two out of the last 3 years, or is it 2 years in a row that poor Terry, right in the middle of a very Terry Christmas, where he's crushing it at the Strat. I, by the way, love that theater at the Strat, love that show at the Strat. Amazing. Okay. And is this not two out of the last 3 years that Terry's been sick during Toy Drive?
Yes. God bless him.
I know.
He did a show last night, but part of the reason he's not here this morning is he's trying to preserve his cords, you know, keep that neck arm at home.
No,
I hate to say he's also got a Zoom that requires him to be in front of his computer at home at 8:30.
So listen,
he wanted to be here though. I mean, it's our great honor to participate in this every year. We love it.
You know. Okay, you know, and if you don't know, I'm going to tell you right now. You know that whatever you need and whatever Terry needs and whenever you need it, the answer is yes. I have a truck and I have a shovel and nobody ever expects me to show up. You know what I'm saying? No, but I mean, you know that if Terry says I can't be here, because he's here, he's just not here.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and honestly, we don't have to worry about Winston stealing the show.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about that. So now we can spend a little more personal one-on-one time, and we don't have to worry about the turtle stepping in and ruining everything, you know.
Exactly.
Because Winston thinks it's all about him, and we all know how that goes. So...
Listen, we did get a little Winston puppet the last time you guys came to visit, and I went to give it to my niece, and she loves it, but their dog loves it more. When she tries to, like, play with it, he thinks that it's for him as well. So it's been a very nice family gift. Thank you for that.
I mean, I'm working on new merchandise now, and what a beautiful thing to do is to create a dog toy.
Oh, put a squeaker in it. It's the same thing. Just sew it up in a different place. Put a squeaker in it. You're done.
Yes.
I like it.
It's done. You've already got the prototype. You're ready to go. So here's what's also really funny, Ange, is that we were just talking about big bikes. Well, look who showed up just in the nick of time. And we said that truck number 3 is almost closed. So look who just showed. So please tell everybody what you and Terry did this year.
So we brought 40 bikes.
Yes.
And
put a lot of thought into it. And so we did try to hit that kind of, you know, 6 and up kind of in the middle. So it looks like there was a need for it.
There's bigger bikes. There's 40 of them. Here's the other thing. Michaela, tell me about those bikes. They're in...
boxes.
Bikes in boxes fill up trucks. So I'm here to tell you right now, he's here, but he's not here. And look at what we've done at 8:12 in the morning on day number 2 of the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. Thank you to Terry and Angie Fader.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Coca-Cola truck number 3. I would have done it. We'll do a ceremony. In fact, you know what? Somebody pull the strap down. Get it over there. Hurry. Run it. Michaela, this is what we do with this. So they'll pull the strap down, and then we got to hustle Ramon because I got to go be on TV. So.
All right, Ramon's grabbing the strap.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to have to just go without it. Coca-Cola truck number 3. Oh, it is ready. Hold that mic up there, Michaela. Angie, get over there and grab that strap. Coca-Cola truck number 3, shut it down! 3 trucks.
Yes, good job,
closed.
Rocked it.
Wow, that's amazing. Give Terry our best. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Come see Terry at the Strat.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding.
Of course.
The room's amazing. The show's amazing. A very Terry Christmas.
Yes.
Going on now. Awesome. Day number 2 of Toy Drive. Back in a minute. 98.5 KLUC. I got to be honest. I didn't mean to hit that button. And we don't have time for all this nonsense. I can't play Ariana Grande right now. I'm really sorry. We just don't have time. And it's not like you won't hear Ariana Grande on this radio station ever again.
Or ever see her on social media, thanks to a Wicked promo.
So listen, can we just like pretend that didn't happen and I'm just going to hit this button instead?
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
As I said yesterday, at times during the 12 days of Toy Drive, we'll do some of the best radio that we've ever done in our lives. We will also at times do some of the worst. And that was an example right there of some of the worst.
So there it was.
I think it makes it interesting. That's at least what I tell myself.
Yeah, it's keeping us relatable.
I go, no, you don't suck. It makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
Right, Lefty? Lefty knows. Lefty's a showbiz veteran. How are you, my brother?
You got to take the good with the bad.
That's right. They're not all, they're not all award-winning, performances.
No, not at all.
You've been a busy guy, man. Tell everybody what you've been up to lately.
So we have Late Night Magic Saturday nights at 9 p.m. at the Orleans Hotel and Casino. I just got back doing a show with Murray the Magician in Florida. So just traveling around, but I had to stop by. This is the fifth year I've done the trifecta, a bike, a toy, and a gift card.
Yep.
And as I tell people, sometimes you listen to Toy Drive and it's intimidating to hear about a law firm that dropped off 1,000 bikes or a celebrity that dropped off a check for $5,000. And you think to yourself, I can't do that. But the reality of the situation is if everyone in Vegas just dropped off a bike or a toy or a gift card, that would make all the difference in the world.
See, I wanted to let that breathe a little bit because that's making a promo. I'm telling you right now, that's exactly it. That's the secret of Toy Drive.
I feel like that's a conversation we've been having. Like you do, you see all these big, big donations, but like you said, like genius.
And I love them. I love them. We need all of it. We need the big ones. We need one more toy, one more bike, because that's what Lefty can do. And this is Lefty is the quintessential. This is what I talk about when I talk about this city. You know, and everybody has an idea of who benefits from Toy Drive. You're probably not right about that. Everybody has an idea of who works down on the strip. When Lefty goes, well, I have a show. It's Late Night Magic. I'm at the Orleans. For a lot of people, they give a digit to have that be in their life. But at the same time, it's a grind.
It's a lot of work behind the scenes.
It's a lot of work, and it's a business. And you got to pay employees, and you got to pay, your taxes, and you got to do all this other stuff, and you got to rent the room, and you got to do all the things, and then you still have to try and make money, feed your family.
And absolutely.
Not everybody.
Sammy Davis Jr. many, many years ago said, show business. The word business is twice as long as the word show. So you really need to spend time on the business part of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we Michaela and I talk about it a lot. You see her in the gowns, in the fancy rooms, and singing for the people. And, the other night she was singing to the back of this guy's head the whole time. And then they were like, hey, come down and say, well, what was it they wanted him to say when you saw Stallone? When it was happy birthday or what was it?
Yeah, they wanted me to sing happy birthday. I didn't know Sylvester Stallone was sitting in front of me. And when he did turn around, thank God I didn't for that first hour because I feel like I would have fanned out. But they wanted me to sing happy birthday. And we just don't do that.
And they hear all that, and they hear all that, and they go, oh my God, this must be glamorous, and Michaela must be making millions of dollars. It's just not, that's not reality.
She's not making millions of dollars?
I don't know. She's got bad representation.
Actually, I'm making billions. No.
I keep telling her, let me be your manager. But
she just does your show fun. She just wants to give back to the community.
No, for the medical insurance, let's be honest. There's no bones
Fine,
about
he
it.
He begged me, and I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, it's just enough to keep her interested, and we have medical, so it's good, but that's the one thing. So you've got to pay your own doctor bills. When you're working, you got to buy your own insurance when you're doing what you do in this town. It's one of the things that nobody ever thinks about in Vegas is how everybody is grinding, whether you're on the strip or off.
Absolutely.
And so to your earlier point, sometimes that grind, it's not falling the way that you want it to fall. Sometimes, I think we're all probably not too far away from maybe being the ones that need help during Toy Drive. So if you got a little extra and you can help, That's amazing.
And absolutely. I remember last year listening to the show, and there was a mother and a daughter, and the year before she had used Toy Drive to get toys for her daughter.
Yep.
And the following year she got a new job, and when she said to her daughter, "What do you want for Christmas?" she said, "I want to go buy toys and donate it to Toy Drive for someone this year."
Oh my God, I literally have goosebumps.
No, those stories are sometimes, and like the dude that I got the DM from last night. Every other year we donate. This year, I need a good paying job. I need to, you know what I mean? I need help.
Absolutely.
My wife's talking about leaving me. She's talking about taking the kids. I am desperate. And that's why we're here. That's 1,000,000% why we're here. So,
definitely.
Lefty, you're the best, dude. Seriously.
Thank you, Chet.
And thank you for saying it so eloquently today. I mean, you nailed it. So, you're the best.
Thank you.
Love
Thanks,
that dude.
Lefty.
I love that dude. Yeah, and here's the thing. Every year, we get to see all of our friends. It's really cool.
Yeah.
We'd like to make some new friends too.
And we kind of
need to. Mm-hmm. Our longtime friends are fantastic, and we love them. We need more help. We've got 100 different charities that need your help. Many of whom will send people down to volunteer. Today
and our volunteers are amazing, by the way. They've been so incredible and so fun. They've been dancing to the music.
Sure.
It's such a great atmosphere down here.
Just really quick, and I don't want to, but that's actually part of the deal. If your organization would like to receive toys from Toy Drive, and by the way, if you haven't asked, that list is way too long now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you are going to receive toys from Toy Drive, and you're an organization, we ask that you come and you spend a little time here at Toy Drive. Okay, this is what happens in the middle of a break. Everybody goes, "Stop everything! Oh my God! Stay focused. Stay focused up here.
Uh-huh.
Stay focused up here.
Oh, I'm right here with you.
Don't look. Don't look.
All right.
Don't look.
I mean, I'm to multitask.
Don't look.
I'm looking.
Okay, go ahead and look. Tell everybody. Don't say what. Okay, well, I'll tell you. Right now, down below the scaffold on West Sahara, traveling westbound, there's a pickup truck, there's a big giant flatbed truck, there's a box truck, and another pickup truck. And somebody is about to change the face of day number 2 of Toy Drive. And that is happening next on 98.5 KLUC. Merry Christmas, Lefty! It's a radio show. Why you go mute on me all of a sudden?
Sorry, I thought you were going to commercial break.
Well,
I didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, but that's fine.
You're hitting those buttons, so I didn't know if you were going to hit the button the right time this time.
You know what? I wait for you. That's how you know.
I appreciate you waiting for me.
I love you, dog.
Sort of real time.
Have a good week. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.